This is a Nerd Blitz special report. We go now live to Doom and Fitz.
Hey, gang, you're listening to an emergency episode of the Nerd Blitz with Doom and Fitz. I'm Doom.
And I'm Fitz. Did we do a count-in?
What?
Did we actually do a count-in?
Yeah, we did the clap and everything.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, and then I asked you, sorry, kids, peek behind the curtain.
Oh, then
I threw you off by being like, did you start cutting that Scooby episode?
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Jesus, that went completely out of my head that fast. That's fucking crazy.
Goldfish with glasses in full effect.
Yeah.
Should I restart or are we going to just leave this in?
I'll just leave it in. Who cares?
Okay, fuck it. Did you say your name?
Yeah, I did.
I'm Fitz. Did you do that right, asshole?
Yep. Yeah, I said my name right before I showed how stupid I am. So I get full credit for it.
Good Lord. We just got the first trailer like 5-6 hours ago for Star Wars, The Acolyte. And we're going to do a quick deep dive into that, a quick 0.5 episode about that. And you know, one of the funny things I just saw, how's that for a transition? Was something that said Kyle MacLachlan was the same age when he did David Lynch's Dune as Timothy Chalamet is now. That's fucked up, given Chalamet looks like Alabama only just designated him as a human.
Doomsday Corner, yeah!
Yeah, I did a ham-fisted fucking slide into that, but I've been wanting to get that joke down for like all three commentaries, and I forgot each time, so fuck I'm doing it here.
That was a backdoor Joe Corner. It was like one of those, like a backdoor pilot, but...
Yeah, no shit, yeah. I sprung that one on you almost like I did that fucking... Did you hear about Wedding Cake?
Yep.
Anywho, Star Wars The Acolyte. It's a... They dropped a 1:46 trailer. What did you think?
Well, I'm intrigued, but I'm not like blown away. I'm not like, oh my God, I got to see this tomorrow. It's not like... It's not the same reaction as the Ahsoka trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same reaction as the first Mandalorian trailer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Which, in a way, this is the closest we've been to the Mandalorian first trailer. Because they told us nothing.
Right. We have nothing really to go on. We have about as much to go on.
Although we do know a bit more about this than we did about Mando at the time.
That's true. We probably do know more than Mando. Although, maybe we don't. Maybe we... Because we thought we knew what Mandalorian was going to be about, and that's not what it was about at all.
Well, okay, I'm thinking about it. What did we know about Mando going in? We knew when it was set. We know when this is set.
Right.
Isn't this supposed to be like 10 or 20 years before Episode 1?
No, it's a couple hundred years.
I don't think so.
I thought it was.
Because it's in the dying days of the High Republic, is what they keep saying.
Hmm. Right.
So I guess we don't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was at least 100 years.
I mean, I could be wrong. That's totally possible, but I don't think so. Let's see. I'm going to look it up real quick.
But,
when is Star Wars Acolyte set? Towards the end of the High Republic. Okay, in 100 years before Phantom Menace.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Yeah, so you're talking
again,
like...
Again, we don't know because we're both fucking wrong. It's not 20 years or a couple hundred.
Yeah, so you're talking like... You're talking like 5 generations.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably 3 or 4 before Qui-Gon.
Right.
Probably 2 generations before Dooku.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only thing we know specifically is like Yoda's around. But yeah, because Dooku, I would have put him at least 60, 70.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe 30 to 40 years before Dooku, yeah.
Yeah. So, theoretically, the only person we could possibly see is Yoda, but...
I mean, I don't know. We don't really know about, like, how Plo Koon ages or Coyote Mundi or any of the others.
That's fair.
But I would guess... You would think they'd want to at least drop one of those in this trailer if they're going to be in it. Like, save Yoda. I get that.
Right.
But if we're going to see familiar faces, you'd think they'd drop one because...
Yeah, I don't
why
think...
Why not?
Yeah, I don't think we'll see anybody. I think we'll be lucky to get Yoda. Or I could be wrong and that motherfucker could be in every episode, and they just haven't shown it.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but it is possible.
I don't think so either, but look at what they've already pulled, you know what I mean? Like, look at that one guy you saw who was saying, like, oh, what is this, just going to be a young Palpatine show? Well, I mean, no, it's not, because I don't think he's old enough to have been in this, but...
Yeah, I don't think he's even alive yet.
Right, but, I mean, that doesn't mean that it couldn't be something else.
Yeah.
Known, but not seen before, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be, like, Plagueis's master.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. And this is kind of... I mean, I know this kind of comes off a little hypocritical for me, because I'm like, I love the Old Republic era.
Yeah.
But the High Republic era just does not fucking crank my engine.
Yeah. I mean, so far as what I've seen of it, which is just books and comics, I guess, it doesn't really do anything for me. So that's why I was hoping this trailer and the show would be like, oh, shit, I get it now. I like this. This is cool. And it's kind of like that, but it's also kind of like, this doesn't really look that much different than, you know what I mean? It's
it's just... To me, it feels like retread. It's like, let's redo what was already done, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I just meant it.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But that's just my feeling on it. I mean, I know what you're saying. It's like, it doesn't feel like anything spectacularly different.
Right. Nothing about this trailer really stood out.
Yeah.
Although Carrie Ann Moss looks pretty fucking badass.
I mean, I'll give it that. Like, the one cool thing is I like that shot where you see all the Jedi light their sabers and run.
Yeah, that was cool.
Because that's the one thing I've always kind of wanted from Star Wars and only gotten once.
Yeah.
In episode 2, my least favorite of the George 6.
Yeah.
I want to see a bunch of fucking Jedi going after a bunch of Sith. I think that's why I like the Old Republic, but that's not what this is.
Right.
But yeah, I would like to see a big team of both clashing. Or, like I said... The bunch of Jedi looks interesting to me. I'll give them that. But the rest of it, it just kind of feels, eh.
Which is why I think, like I said, who knows what's being held back? You know what I mean? This doesn't really give you much. Like, this is like the bare minimum that they could have possibly shown you. And it feels like there's something else. There's something huge that they're just not.
Right.
You know?
To me, it feels like they used clips from other stuff to almost give you like a tone.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is Star Wars. See, we use these clips from other things, even though they're all original clips, but that's how it feels. You know how, like, people back in the day would use clips from other movies to be like, no, this is what we want to do with our movie.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it feels like. Another thing that kind of was like, is like, I'm looking at this opening shot and it's like, it's either all new aliens.
Right.
And... I mean, I said it from the time we saw episode 7 together, where it's like, you've got to sprinkle in the aliens and shit we know to make it feel...
Yeah. Well, like, this guy in the background here, he's not new. He's not a new...
No.
It's from the sequel trilogy.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Yeah. It's like, I'm still not...
I know.
I'm still not fully okay with the sequel aliens, because they just kind of threw them in there and was like, eh...
Yeah, well, now they're backfilling.
About using classic aliens and shit. So it's still like, this is just new shit to me.
Right. Yeah, it did look like a lot of new
Although new I aliens. Did dig the Wookiee Jedi. That was cool.
That looks cool. And that's,
but it's like, it's a shot of him on his own, so it doesn't even do like I've said before, where it's like you sprinkle in the aliens we know and it makes everything around it feel legit. It's a shot of him on his own, so it's like, ugh.
Yeah, and that's Yonas, right?
Yes, that's right. I forgot he was in this. Yeah. Dude who took over for Mayhew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is him.
So that's pretty dope, because he looks different than... He doesn't look like Chewbacca, so that's good.
No, not at all. He's, like, lighter.
Yeah.
Haired. I almost said skinned.
But he looks, like, thinner, too, to me.
He looks like who?
Like, thinner. Yeah. Or maybe it's just because the hair is light. It doesn't look as thick, but...
Yeah. Or it doesn't make Do you want to watch this real quick and kind of comment on shit as it jumps out at us, or...
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got, again, it's a minute and 46 seconds. I'm watching it on the... Star Wars YouTube channel, where you got it.
Same.
Okay. You want to do the count-in?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, you want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. You want to do the count-in?
Oh, I thought you were asking me if I was ready for you to do it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Are we going to do a count-in on this or what?
Yeah, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, Go. So I like that if you're looking at the subtitles, you know this guy's name is S-O-L.
Soul. Oh, no, I don't have the subtitles on. I do now, though. Now, that archway thing, that's the same type of shit they used in the sequels and shit.
Yes. And honestly, I was like, man, that looks really familiar. And for a second, and I'm not convinced that it's not, it just looks a little different, but that building in the background made me think that this was like Maz's castle.
No shit. Okay, I'm going to have to go back to that in a minute.
But then I compared it to what it actually looks like, and it's not quite the same.
Well, you got to understand, too, this is like 100 and almost 200 years before that, though.
Right. So.
Now, that dude with the hair, yeah, he does look thinner.
Yeah.
That dude with the kind of spiky looking hair, that looks like somebody that's in those High Republic books.
Right, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. He looked like somebody off the covers of those books.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting really Rogue One vibes from those city shots, too.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
That ship crash looked a little shitty.
Yeah.
That kind of looks like Skellig Michael.
Right. Yeah, that's the other thing I thought was that one shot of that castle. It was like, wow, that's kind of fucked up. That looks like Skellig Michael.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. It's like a lot of it, it looks like they used shit from other shows and stuff and movies.
Right.
Now, I wonder when the dude's like, close your eyes and shit, if that whole area is, or that set, I mean, is the same set they used in Kenobi for Anakin and Obi-Wan's flashback fights.
It could be. I thought it was the council chamber at first, just with the chairs removed. But I don't think the council chamber has like the little raised, not bleachers, but like it looks like raised platforms around the edges.
Right.
You know, like risers. Yeah,
it looks kind of like it could be a redress. So yeah.
But I mean, I just thought it was supposed to actually be that same room, but
right.
That would make not a lot of sense. But I was basing that kind of on the way the room looks, but like the view out of the windows too kind of looks the same, the skyline.
Right. I don't think that is Maz's castle, no.
No, I don't think so either. Not truly, but for a minute I was like, oh man, I wonder if that's, but like I said, I looked it up and it's Maz's castle is a lot sleeker and shaped slightly different.
Yeah, this looks kind of run down.
Right. Because,
like, I'm looking at the shot. It's 16 seconds in. Off to the right, you can see, like, some jacked up pillars and shit, too.
Yeah. But, like, what made me start to think about it was, like, at about 119 or 118, mm-hmm. when she's walking down that hall, that alley kind of street towards the entrance to that, it kind of reminded me of the entrance that they go in with all those banners hanging.
Right.
But probably
that's
not
one of the shots that reminded me of Rogue One, though.
Okay. And like the way that the doors open and they walk in kind of reminded me of it too, but I don't know. And the other thing that made me think of that, I started to look around while I was looking for a picture of it, and it took me to Wikipedia, mm-hmm. and the under its appearances, it's in a bunch of High Republic comics.
Maz's castle?
Yep.
Really?
Takadama Castle or whatever, yeah.
So, does she show up in those?
I have no idea. I have no idea, because I'm looking at history behind the scenes. Let's see.
That's curious, because that almost makes me wonder if she could show up in this, too, because she's old as fuck like Yoda.
High Republic Adventures 1, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay,
And then the High Republic Defy the Storm, the High Republic.
Huh. Okay, well.
Aftermath, Life, Dead, Face of Evil.
You're just looking at the castle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look up Maz herself and see if she showed up. If it'll let me. Mm. Let's see. Tokadana, 4'1".
Yeah.
She a little thing, ain't she?
Mm-hmm.
Which I told you not too long ago that I rewatched the entire sequel trilogy in order of how I like them. Mm-hmm. It really was a mistake to fucking turn her into a puppet. Because she looked so much worse. Oh, dude, she's in a shit ton of High Republic stuff, too.
Right. So see what I'm saying? I'm like, and there's a couple different, there's a couple different angles of this castle.
Where she's in the first 10 issues of that High Republic Adventures comic.
That's crazy.
Anyway, about the castle, go ahead.
But yeah, like it's, you know, it's on this lake and it's, there's a couple of different angles of it where you can see they've got, there's like spires that kind of look like it could be something in that shot.
Wait a minute.
But then
it says Maz Kanata's been retconned to be in episode one.
What? How?
It says first appearance, retcon, as a statue.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
What are you talking about? She's in Star Wars Rebels, A World Between Worlds voice only. What? I don't know if I'm buying this horse shit.
Yeah, it sounds like some horse shit.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
No, hold on. I found a good shot of...
Welcome, everybody, to Old Men Googling.
Yeah, old men looking up shit.
Wait a minute, it says this right here. What you talking about?
Yeah, no, I guess that entrance doesn't really look like the one they go into in 7. I don't know.
First appearance before Red... I want to know how... What statue they made her in.
No clue, dude.
Let's see, retcon.
No clue. It sounds like some bullshit, though.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, yeah, it seems highly likely she could be in this, then.
Yeah.
That would be cool if, like, she knew Yoda. Not even, I don't mean, like, oh, she fucked him. But yeah, just she knew him.
Right.
Or even if she's just, like, a contact for one of these fucking millions of Jedi we see running around.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at... I'm at 22 seconds in, is where I paused it, looking at that dude who's talking to the kids. I think I figured out the thing that bugs me most about the High Republic look.
The really thin robes?
Well, it's not even that they're thin. We're not used to seeing just like cream-colored white-looking overrobes and shit.
Mm.
And it looks like they're like, no, these are Knights of Valor. And it feels like they're leaning too much into that type of thing with the High Republic aesthetic.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe that's the problem. I mean, maybe that's why bad shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they're too up their own asses. I think that's part of the. I think that's part of this is yeah, they're like up their own ass too much.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know because like I think the Jedi's main problem is that they got involved in politics too much. It's not that they were up their own asses.
Well, I thought it was that they were too strict in their own beliefs, and then they got to be too full of themselves that nobody could sneak up on them, basically. That they were...
Well, I mean, yeah, that too, but I just mean, like, becoming like, a tool of the state was a major problem, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that really only happened by the time of episode 2, really, or even, yeah. I guess, 1. I mean, they were their own thing. They were just, like, they're the ones that they would send out to, like, settle disputes instead of having a standing army.
Right. Which, I mean, that's a problem inherently when you're this order of, like, super cops, and then you're right there by the fucking president's house. Of course he's going to be like, hey, go do this.
Right.
So they really should have got off that planet.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about the lightsabers in that shot you're talking about, where they all light their lightsabers. I don't think any of them look like that ridiculous cross guard shit that they were trying to do in the High Republic books. They all look like traditional hilts to me.
Right. Yeah, not a one of them is a cross guard saber.
Yeah, they don't doesn't look like it.
Which, I mean, they kind of played with that on Rebels, too, after Episode 7 came out. They're like, look, it's one of the old lightsabers and shit.
Right, yeah, because he did. He found that one that was like the same kind of design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I wonder what made them resist. And I mean, they could have just like photoshopped them out too.
Yeah, true.
Just to be like, no, it's going to be cool when it first happens on the show.
Right. That's possible.
But yeah.
It's hard to say though.
Yeah. I wonder how that's going to look because we're used to like Kylo's being so distinct and like jacked up looking because he, you know, rigged it together and it's not proper. So it's like, So right. to see one that's like fully functional and smooth bladed and shit, it's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Overall, though, how do you feel about, even like us talking about it a little bit, does it make you more or less excited? How are you feeling?
It makes me more excited the more I talk about it, I guess.
Does it?
Yeah. But I mean, if you look, like that dude's was all white and really light colored. But then if you look at his robes and stuff, like you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm looking at this like a minute and 10 in, and it's the wide shot of Carrie Ann Moss and I guess her crew with the Wookiee and all those guys. Those guys are all like in brown, like shades of brown.
Yeah, but then they've got that weird orangish tan look too.
Right, that's what I mean. They've got like, you know, they're not all bright white like homeboy in the temple.
I guess what I mean though is like the breaking from the tradition of the color completely. Like all the Jedi robes were basically the same color in the prequels and shit. Until fucking Anakin showed up. That's what made him so fucking shocking, is like he's in all black.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like they're like, no, we're going to do our own thing. And it's like, but it's not your own thing. It's Star Wars, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things about the High Republic. But wow, they're holding fucking actual bow and arrows.
No shit.
Hmm. That's curious. But yeah, it just feels like they're trying to put their stamp on Star Wars and not make a Star Wars show within the rule. This is really, I've noticed lately, this is getting to bother me more and more. People doing a fucking Dan Slott, Chris Nolan, and Mindy Kaling, where they're warping shit to how they want it instead of meeting what they want to do where it's at, you know?
Right.
And I think that's my major problem with the High Republic. They're not taking Star Wars as it is. They're being like, no, I'm going to put my spin on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, who am I kidding? Just like you, I'm going to fucking watch it all. I'll still be like, the robes look fucked up. But, ooh, lightsabers. But yeah, fucking, you know, the more I look at her, the more I'm like, yeah, she does look cool.
Which one? Carrie Ann Moss.
Carrie Ann Moss.
Yeah. She looks like, she looks hard or something. Like her jaw is set. You know what I mean? She looks like a motionless or something. Like she looks really severe.
Yeah. Like supposedly Jedi were supposed to be, which again, might've led them down the wrong path.
Right.
You know, we've heard too, that this is supposed to be like a Star Wars detective show.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, it might sound goofy, but I would like to see some fucking disguises and shit. Not just like, oh no, we switched out of our Jedi robes because, you know, they're so well known that it'll hinder our investigation.
Yeah.
But just like some old school detective style. No, we're going to put on a fucking scar and all kinds of shit and go undercover. That would be kind of cool to me.
Yeah, that would be cool.
But yeah. Anyway, back to you.
That's all.
Give us some final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I don't know. 7 out of 10 on the trailer. We'll definitely watch it.
You say 7 out of 10?
8 out of 10, maybe.
8 out of 10?
Yeah. Star Wars, dude.
Well, it's filmed Star Wars.
Right.
Or Star Wars on a screen, so yeah.
Yes, correct.
Well, we know when it comes to Star Wars on a screen, I'm a little more discerning than you.
Fair enough.
But, because, like, I didn't even finish season 1 of Resistance. You're like, no, man, it's Star Wars. I gotta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whew.
Before Bad Batch came on the season, I was this close to going to season 2 of Resistance.
Dude.
I was so fiending that I was like, I'm going to try it. Just see.
I would rather watch that Young Jedi Adventures or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but instead I started watching Clone Wars again from the beginning.
Which I never told you. I did end up rewatching like the first 2 or 3 episodes of that.
Yeah, did you?
I did. And I can see where you were coming from, where you're like, it's a little stiff, it's a little wooden.
Yeah.
But I still look at that and it's like, I don't know. I'm kind of blinded like you are with most other Star Wars on a screen.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is what made me fucking become a Star Wars fan. So it's like, I got the blinders on. I'm like, it's awesome.
Right. Yeah, no, it's flawless. It's still good. It's just... But you can definitely tell a huge difference between season one of that show and The Bad Batch.
Yeah.
They're basically the same animation style, but they're so different.
Yeah, like the models and the rigs have changed so much, even by like season five.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Even and the other major issue was the lighting.
Yes. The lighting got lots better, too.
Yeah, I think when they brought in that Joel Aaron dude, he was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yep, and the backgrounds as well, I think, got more detailed.
I mean, in those first few episodes, there's some shots of Anakin and Ahsoka where they look like they're unfinished.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get what you're saying, but yeah, I'm still just like, this is what made me love Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
It's flawless.
I mean, for fuck's sake, you can watch A New Hope and see all kinds of flaws, like... Not just like, oh, it's slow in 70s, but like actual shit where they fucked up and you can see it, you know?
Right. Like even post special editions, it's still there and it's still glaring.
So, but it's like, I don't care. I don't hardly see it unless I'm looking for it.
Right. Like when we do commentary, it's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Like I don't even notice the dude hitting his head on the door anymore.
Really? Wow.
Not really. Not unless I'm like, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. But if I'm just watching the movie, like I don't even see it.
Wow, okay. Huh. Do you remember when you first did see that, though? Or was it somebody being like, oh, he hit his head?
No, I want to say that might have been one of those things where, because there was a bunch of stuff that I never saw until I got that first letterbox set, because so much of it was chopped off in the old pan and scan versions, you know what I mean? So, like, there's, like, a bunch of... Because for a long time, there was, like... Man, it seemed like there was a lot more background aliens in the cantina and, like, Snaggletooth and stuff. It was like, well, where the fuck is that guy? I don't remember seeing him. And I'm watching the VHS, and I'm like, I don't see him. And then you get the letterbox, and it's like, oh, my God, he's right there. He was just cut off all these years. So I think that might have actually been something that... It was either harder to notice or cut out completely... In the pan and scan.
I was going to say, I would bet, because it's not like dead center of the frame, I don't think.
No, it's off to the side a little bit. So yeah. They would have been focused, they would have focused in on R2 and C-3PO when the doors open. So you would get like some of the stormtroopers, but not all of them.
Right.
So I'm almost thinking that that's when the first time I noticed it was like, holy shit, that guy's hit his head.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Curious.
Yeah, that was my... The letterbox set that I bought from Music Land at Northwest Plaza. It was like over $100, I think, VHS.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
you
it was crazy.
The spot you bought it too. Jesus.
That's what happens when you give a college student a credit card. When you give an 18-year-old a credit card.
I'm going to go buy Star Wars. Oh, not fucking porn? No, Star Wars.
No, it's really expensive Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, you remember how fucking expensive VHSs were back then?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Crazy. Anywho, yeah, to wrap up, we're both going to watch it no matter what, so.
Yep, 100%.
But, we forgot to say, too, it's going to be a two-episode premiere on, what was it, June 4th?
Yes, June 4th.
So, yeah. I've said this before, but I would really like to be able to, like, get together and record and watch it.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
I just don't know if that's going to be possible. But yeah, I think it would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's one of those things where it's like it keeps it fresh and interesting for both of us, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
But anywho, yeah. So June 4th. Well, if nothing else, we definitely will probably do a 0.5 talking about it.
Oh, definitely.
Because we generally tend to do, which I'm going to throw this out here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making any promises. This is just me spitballing right now to Fitty Man Gang. Would you want to try to do an emergency 0.5 episode after Bad Batch finishes up, since this is the last season?
Oh, I assumed we would, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go, gang. I guess it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it, but I guess I just assumed we would.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it might not have to be the second that it ends, but, you know, within a day or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't end up watching them necessarily the night they drop anyway.
Right. I know, it's just things have been so crazy lately. I think we've kind of missed a couple of the debuts and finales. Because we've always tried to do that with Star Wars. Like the debut and the finale, we try to do something special for them.
Yeah.
But it's just been so fucking stupid lately.
Yes, it has.
But anywho, yeah, so there you go, gang. We'll try. Oh, Lord, we'll try. But what say we do some Patreon shout-out thank you times?
All right, go for it.
Our Patreon shout-out thank you times, as always, go to at GIGIAMK30, at SpiderScooby, at SteeBoost, at ACFarrell1976, at JoshMM, at Corny Jenkins, at _13Chris, at TESDGroupie, at Forgeticus, Big Bad Forgeticus, at 000_3, and at Zooligan. That's Patreon shout-out thank you times.
Thanks, guys.
Normal thank yous go to at the J Sarge for opening music for this and the commentaries and pretty much everything we do. At Sherry Archinoff for our logo for this and the commentaries. At Looking for Eight for our Knights of Nerdblitzdom design. And at Steve Boost for our Nerd Rats and Blitzery Machine design. Oh, and Question of the Week. And fucking TNB Critical Brit.
Yep. Thanks.
Time for our shit.
Yep.
Subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Tune in, SoundCloud, and find everything we do at NerdBlitz.com. Get yourself some merch by going to Redbubble.com/people/NerdBlitzPod/portfolio, or go to Spring.com and search The Nerd Blitz, or go to Amazon.com and get The Camping Trip and Other Stories, or Doomed, The Collected Essays and Reviews, Volume 1, both of our books. Other than that, I'm at The Scooby Doom. You are?
At Fitzman73.
And together, we're at NerdBlitzPod. This will probably come out after, unless I get a chance, but I'm going to throw this little nugget out here right now. We're recording this the day the trailer dropped, which is Tuesday. Tomorrow, X-Men 97 debuts.
Mm.
I might try. I don't know if Fitz wants in on this or not. I'm not going to put that pressure on him, so I'm putting the pressure on myself. I might try, after I watch those first two episodes, to do a Doom Does, which will be exclusive to Patreon. So if you want to hear me talk about that, and what I'll do is I'll review like the last arc of the original run, and then I'll talk about the two new episodes. So if you're interested in that, again, which I didn't say Patreon, did I?
Mm.
No, I didn't. So if you're interested in that, go to patreon.com/nerdblitzpod. Join at the $5 level. You'll get access to every fucking thing we've ever posted on Patreon. That means short stories, reviews, podcasts, swear reels, B-roll, every fucking thing. And my hope is before the end of the week, I'll probably have a bonus extra fucking episode of Doom Does up there. I know I shouldn't put that much pressure on myself, but fuck it. I can knock out a half hour of that too.
Yep. Nice.
So, yeah. Fucking... maybe Fitty and I will talk about it at some point in the future, but yeah, you'll get my snap judgment reactions. My hope is before the end of the week. So, yeah, get ready, gang.
Cool.
It's going to happen. Anything else you want to say?
No, I don't think so. I hope it's good.
Okay, then until next time.
Bye.
Come back next time. Our sanity depends on it.
This has been a feature of TSDJA Productions and... JJ2E Media.